Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Revelation 22:1. He showed me a pure river of water of life. We are fast forwarding from where we are into all this being done. Glory to God. John saw by the Spirit a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. One of these days, won't be too long, you're going to see it. How many are going to see it? Are you looking forward to it? You're going to see it. You're going to see it. Verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. You're going to see it. How many like to eat some fruit? Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. What does that mean there is now? There is curse. Curse. In Isaiah, the 24th chapter, Isaiah 24:6 says, therefore has the curse devoured the earth. Also, Zechariah 5. We read this not too long ago. Zechariah 5, verse 1. He said, I turned and lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said to me, what do you see? I said, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits and the breadth 10 cubits. And he said to me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen? Because since Adam and Eve sinned, bowed their knee to the enemy, disobeyed God, rejected His command, the Lord told them, the ground is cursed because of you. Genesis 3, He said, the ground is cursed on your account. And then He talked about how men would work and earn by the sweat of their brow. He talked about how women would have pain in childbirth. He talked about how the ground would produce thorns and weeds and problems. See, the earth is not like God created it at all. It's in a fallen, cursed condition. And when we understand that, you begin to get answers. If bad things happen to people because they, you know, every time because they're bad, then why are babies born with deformities? Why are animals, why do animals have cancer? What did they do? How'd they sin? Come on, are y'all with me? And is God doing this? Is God tormenting children with cancer and disease? No. That's my good Father that you're trying to attribute evil to. And it simply is not so. Why is there all this pain and this cruelty and this evil in the earth? It's because of sin and death and the work of the enemy. If you want to know God's will, you got to go all the way back to Genesis before the fall. And the Bible said everything that He made was good. Can you look at cancer and say, behold, it's very good? No, you can't. Cancer is not a part of God's original creation. That's something that happened after the fall. Can you look at poverty and people starving to death? Say, behold, it's very good. No, you can't. And to see God's will, you got to fast forward through all the other books and go to Revelation and see what happens after everything is done. There's no more curse. There's no more sorrow. There's no more dying. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. That's the unchanging will of God. Thank God, soon and very soon, He's going to fix this thing. There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah. Wherein is no curse. We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. If you read Isaiah and other places, it says, it talks about that the lion will lie down with the lamb. The carnivores stop being carnivores. Huh? And the child can play over the asp den. And there's no more curse. You can run through the jungle barefoot and not step on a thorn. And if you see a tiger, you just grab him around the neck. We've never been in a place like that. Animals won't kill each other. Men won't kill each other. There'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more curse. Why do bad things happen to anybody? It's the curse that's in the earth, the law of sin and death. And it will kill anybody and anything, anywhere, unless you're kept. Anybody interested in being kept? Oh, thank you, Lord. Go to the book of Psalms. I want to give you something to shout about. Psalm 94, verse 17. You got time for this morning?
Yes, sir.
How many want to make it all the way?
Yes.
You know, people seem like to get in a ditch on one side or the other of these things. Either people will try to tell you that, you know, God caused me to have bankruptcy and God put disease on me and God took my child with a car accident, which is wrong. Or folks in our camp that believe in living by faith, if anything not good happens, they try to hide it and cover it because they think, well, oh, you know, it means I don't have faith or it means I've messed up. No, honey child, bad things are happening everywhere. Problems are all over the place. And it's not a shocker that somebody had something to deal with. If you weren't serving the Lord, do you think you'd have anything to deal with? You ain't gonna soar through life without problems. Not serving the Lord, no, you're gonna encounter things down here, but we who are believers have an unparalleled advantage. We got the greater one inside us. And something, if we hadn't been serving the Lord, that would have hit us and attacked us and taken us out. We'll overcome, hallelujah, with the Lord helping us. And come on, can you see this? And keeping us, instead of trying to hide, instead of being ashamed, let's just quit playing games and acknowledge. I've had stuff to deal with, you've had stuff to deal with, but we are overcomers. We're overcomers. We're overcomers. More than conquerors. Through Him that loves us and keeps us. Psalm 94:17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Somebody said, unless the Lord. There's more revelation here than you might think. Why? It's not why the Lord do this to me. It's not why the Lord let this happen to me. That's asking the wrong question. It's just like Peter walking on the water. Anybody remember Peter walking on the water? How'd it happen? Jesus comes in the night, walking on the water. They saw him. They thought it was a ghost. They cried out. He said, "It's me, it's me." Peter said, "If it's you, tell me to come out there." Jesus said, "Come on." Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water. How many believe it happened just like that? He began to walk on the water. But then he took his eyes off of Jesus, got to looking at the winds and the waves, and began to sink. Would it have been right for him to say, "Lord, why'd you cause me to sink?" Millions are doing it. "Lord, why did you put this on me? Why?" No, no. Unless the Lord is holding you up, you're going to sink. Right? The loss of gravity and the density of water and air, unless something is holding you up, you're going down. The Lord doesn't have to do anything to put you down. All that happens, if He stops holding you up, you're going down. Can you see what I'm talking about? We need to turn this around. It's not, "Lord, why did you make me go down?" It's, "Why weren't you able to keep holding me up?" And as we know from reading the account, whose fault was it? Jesus didn't change. It was Peter that took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. The Lord's not making you go under. We need to get our language fixed. The Lord's not doing these things to people. But unless He holds us up, there's enough curse and stuff in the world, you're going down without Him. Thank God we're not without Him. Psalm 124. Psalm 124, verse 1. What does it say? If the Lord hadn't put all these problems on us, we could have a pretty good life. No, no, it's the opposite. What? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, and he says it again, verse 2, in case you didn't get it, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they'd have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. How many believe, in spite of our shortcomings in the country, if it hadn't been for the Lord, there'd be another flag flying over us? If it hadn't been for the Lord, and it's not that the Lord is putting evil people in the world and causing them to do bad things against us, it's here. And unless He keeps us, we'll be consumed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, "The Lord My Keeper," you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me